Thank you, Chair. Under this agenda item, on behalf of the representative of the Ministry of Environmental Protection and Natural Resources of Ukraine, present here today, I have to report on the situation that has arisen as a result of Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine, including the shelling of Izmail ports on the Danube River, as well as Reni, which is located at the mouth of the Prut River. Taking into account the risks of Russian attacks on the Danube port infrastructure and restrictions related to logistics and security, ICPDR held the meeting with all its members in August, as a result of which it was decided to ensure the implementation of research monitoring of water in the lower Danube and coastal waters of the Black Sea in case of repeated attacks. The discussion of the destruction of our ports on the Danube is already a significant support for Ukraine in these difficult times. We also hope the information support of the members of the Water Convention in highlighting the results of such monitoring. As far as the Prut River originates in Ukraine from the springs on the slopes of Mount Hoverla and flows into the Danube River near the village of Giurgiulești, the Republic of Moldova, it's considered as a transboundary water course, and Ukraine realizes the importance of joint efforts and solutions to promote integrated management of water resources in the Prut River Basin. Ukraine, Moldova, and Romania reached agreements on the development of tripartite cooperation in the Prut River Basin, and under these agreements, we are ensuring the exchange of knowledge and practices regarding the adaptation to climate change. We are deepening the role of the public and the management of water resources and raising their environmental awareness, conducting the Days of Rivers events for the World Water Day, the International Day of Clean Shores, and so on. As well as we are taking efforts to develop joint water monitoring and to reduce surface and underground water pollution. In spite of the ongoing Russia's aggression, we undertake to make every effort at the national level and mobilize all necessary resources to support the implementation of the provisions of the UNEC Water Convention, as well as to reiterate our devotion to the Sustainable Development Goals. Thank you.